Networks are growing in importance and scope for today's organization, and your network should seamlessly connect employees, customers, and partners to applications. That is an expectation that likely you have. A lot of organizations have that, and many organizations turn to experts to simplify, integrate, and automate their networking so they can focus on their core competencies, not doing a whole lot of networking stuff. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here with you, and on this Connect with Experts Connection Point podcast, Brian Conway is with us, Senior Business Development Specialist for HP at PC Connection. He's going to be addressing some of the issues that every organization should consider, also discuss with us how choosing the right IT partner is significant to the success of any networking strategy. And Brian, as always, appreciate you joining us here on Connection Point.
My pleasure, James. Thank you.
You, sir, have had a kind of a front row seat for the last 6 years seeing the evolution of HP networking technology. What really sticks out in your mind about what you've seen over that period of time?
Well, James, some things that stick out, the fact that HP acquired 3Com. Not only that, but HP offers a fully encompassing solution. They've gone from just your basic switches and a little bit of routers and security to offering routers and switches and security for the small business all the way up to, you know, your Fortune 100 companies. So that's been pretty huge in seeing them grow to be the second largest manufacturer of these types of products in the world.
Absolutely. And I've seen plenty of coverage in it in the tech media of the growth that HP has experienced there. You started the list, but I want to continue here. Have you give us this overview of kind of HP networking technology? Maybe we start with some of the routers. That's been an area of growth for HP.
Absolutely has. HP has grown their routers exponentially. They have a full comprehensive portfolio of small office routers, large to medium size routers, and huge, you know, the regional size office type routers with, you know, your, once again, your Fortune 100 companies. And not only that, but on the software side of things, they've really worked to unify their operating system to a single pane of glass management.
Talk a little bit about security too. That has grown as well in terms of what they have to offer. Again, this all-encompassing solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Security has been a big portion of it. I know HP has also come out with some firewalls recently. They're still very new. I haven't dabbled too much in them, but I'm sure they'll be a great product for us in the future.
In my understanding of a lot of organizations, they don't just get into a business and start making, like HP here, routers because, hey, we feel like we want to make routers. They're doing it to enable things like mobility, bring your own device, right? Really to help enterprises out there, large or small, to really service the needs of either us, the employees, or ultimately our customers as well. That's been a focus for HP.
100% correct. HP, I think, really is taking the bull by the horns, and not only with, you know, switching, routing, and security, but they're also building in, you know, their tried and true server infrastructure and things like that to work with their routers, switches, and also security. One thing, too, is a lot of the stuff that used to be at the enterprise level has trickled down all the way to the SMB level. So your routers, your security, your switches have a lot of the same features on a much smaller scale for your SMB market, which with customers these days, you know, they want what the big guys have, but they don't have the money for it. So HP is really starting to offer some of those features and benefits that they offer at the higher end to also the, you know, the smaller customer.
Any time that a company starts evaluating whether or not they need to make changes to their networking technology, that brings up some anxiety for the IT departments. That network is the bread and butter of so many companies these days. What do you hear are some of the top concerns that organizations have about implementing networking technology these days? And if you need to, is there a difference between those small, medium-sized companies and the larger enterprises?
Sure. Well, whenever I talk to a customer on the phone, large or small, most of the concerns are similar. You know, they come to me with an issue, with a problem, and I try and sort that problem out with them. Most of the time, it's kind of an information gathering call, but the end result is usually all the same. HP has every solution, every switch, router, security, you know, answer for the small business, for the medium business, for the large business. To scale that down a little bit, I think on the SMB portion of things, they want to kind of set it and forget it. They don't want to have to worry about this not working with that or that not working with this. When you get to the medium-sized companies, they're more trying to stay on the cutting edge so they can become a large company. And the large companies are trying just to maintain their network. They're trying to find the best solution, the most cost-effective solution that's going to work the best. So I think they all have the same common goal. It's just the scale of the issue. So, you know, a big issue for an SMB customer might be their printing server keeps going down. And that's a huge deal for them because they need to print things out for customers. Whereas a medium-sized company might say, hey, we have to ship, you know, 1,000 units. We got to make sure our network doesn't go down so we can keep taking those orders. And on a large scale, I mean, you know, the issues are really endless. It's an ongoing struggle to make sure everything's running right and, you know, nothing kind of falls apart at the seams, because then it's really a catastrophic type problem they have on their hands.
Brian, let's do this, and this might get into kind of some of your process. When you're talking with customers, when you're hearing some of their common challenges, how do you help lead them towards a certain networking technology, maybe choosing from HP? What are some of the things that you're thinking about and in trying to listen for to help guide them in the right technology direction?
Well, something very important that HP does, I'm glad you bring that up, is we do have the best warranty in the industry. And they've actually upped that warranty recently on some of their products, not only offer a lifetime warranty, but also a 24-hour support. And to, you know, small SMB customers where they are a jack of all trades, master of none, that can be a lifesaver for them. They really like the fact that they can call somebody on the phone to get a quick answer that's going to keep their network running, because not only is that good for the employees and the company, but it's also good for their job. You know, they want to be the guy that solves the problem, because really that's what they're getting paid to do. And to have that added support with HP, it makes the decision so much easier when it comes to buying HP technology. I think that most of the problems that I see now are really data migration. The data is getting so large. The people are having to store so much data in their network that they really start to, you know, forget about having the proper network infrastructure to support all that. You know, where you're having things that are starting to get into petabyte size. Size is so massive that it's hard to even really comprehend. And having the right connections and the right speeds and all that stuff sorted out is really going to be able to deliver that data to not only their customers, but their employees, you know, keep them on the cutting edge going forward.
You've already, in a way, started to answer the last question I was going to ask you here today, Brian, but I'll still ask it and I'll let you answer it. And the idea is this, that when dealing with networking technology, especially a small, medium-sized business, to me, it's not a decision that an individual of that company just goes out, picks their own gear, and kind of does it by themselves. It really does seem like organizations need to work with an IT solutions provider. And I've heard that from a lot of companies that I talk with and the smaller businesses saying, we probably couldn't have done this on our own. We needed some expert advice to help kind of walk us through us. Talk about some of the benefits that you've heard back from customers that they've said when they've worked with PC Connection as that service provider to move them through a technology type migration, bringing in some HP networking gear.
Well, James, PC Connection started off as a mail order catalog type business where people would go in a catalog, they would buy something, it would ship to their door. You know, it's kind of that story. And now, you know, fast forward 25 years where there's been so many inventions or, you know, revolutions in the technology industry, PC Connection's really establishing themselves as, you know, a very large player in the solutions industry where, you know, they bring somebody in like me, HP goes to PC Connection and says, hey, our solution's very complex. We don't expect all your salespeople to be trained on them. So they bring in people like myself that can actually be a consultant to the customer. So when the customer calls, he might have a general idea of what he's looking to do, but after speaking with me, he knows exactly what he's looking to do and the exact products that he needs to buy to achieve his goal. So a lot of times customers come back and say, we really like speaking with Brian because he's very knowledgeable about the actual technology that HP has that maybe your other vendor or your other manufacturer don't. And it really comes into problem solving, consultative selling, things like that, that more often than not, SMB businesses need now more than they ever have.
Hey, Brian, good stuff. Great place to end today's conversation. Really do appreciate you being here with all of us. And folks, if you do want to learn more information about HP networking technologies, know that you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more again about those technologies, or even learn more about beginning your next IT project with an assessment and learn how you can engage their on-staff experts like Brian, who we've been talking with today. Learn more online at pcconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. If you would like to send an email, please do so, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.